The latest Iowa crop progress and condition report came out Monday, and it says that Iowa farmers experienced wet field conditions as rain continued to fall throughout the state, limiting farmers to 3.3 days suitable for field work. Field work activities included seeding cover crops, chopping silage, and harvesting hay, seed corn, soybeans, and corn for grain. Topsoil moisture levels rated 4% short, 74% adequate, and 22% surplus. Subsoil moisture condition was rated 5% short, 79% adequate, and 15% surplus. 90% of the Iowa corn crop has reached the dented stage or beyond, 17 days behind a year ago and nearly 2 weeks behind the five-year average. 36% of the Iowa crop has reached maturity, 18 days behind a year ago and 2 weeks behind the average. 2% of the corn has been harvested for grain, 11 days behind average. Corn condition rated 65% good to excellent. 83% of the Iowa soybean crop has begun coloring or beyond, nearly 2 weeks behind a year ago and 9 days behind the average. 49% of the Iowa soybean crop has begun dropping leaves, 2 weeks behind a year ago and 9 days behind the average. 3% of the soybeans have been harvested, 8 days behind the average. Soybean condition rated 63% good to excellent. The third cutting of alfalfa hay reached 89%, nearly 2 weeks behind the average. Pasture condition rated 45% good to excellent, and feedlots remain muddy. Weekly rainfall totals range from 1/100th of an inch in Everly up in Clay County to just about 5.5 inches in Atlantic at the airport down in Cass County. The statewide weekly average precipitation was 1.38 inches, while normal is about 3/4 of an inch. The week's high temperature of 87 degrees was reported on the 24th in Carroll, 15 degrees above normal. Estherville up in Emmett County reported the week's low temperature of 41 degrees. That was on September 28th, and that was 2 degrees below normal. That's a look at your farm news on True Country 540 KWMT.